Welcome. Here you are, Build. Thanks for coming. You are all app developers. You are mobile app developers. And I guess you are building lots of mobile apps. Or maybe you're going to start building lots of mobile apps. Well, if you're doing this, you are at the right session. Because in a mobile world, we know we have to move quickly. And we cannot break anything. The competition is right there, ready to replace us in the App Store. And to do that, writing code is no longer enough. We have to build the apps, we have to test them, we have to distribute them. We have to make sure that all the important flows are working, that the app is not crashing, and users have crazy expectations. Some of you might be achieving all of this with tools such as Visual Studio Team Services, Hockey App, or Xamarin Test Cloud. And if you are, more power to you. You'll find this session really good because you will understand how we can use the new mobile center to even make these flows even better. But if it's for the first time when you hear about Hockey App, Xamarin, and Test Cloud, you are in for a treat because Mobile Center is the preview version of Hockey App and Xamarin Test Cloud and makes everything even better than it used to be. And VSTS and Mobile Center make a great team together to empower you, mobile developers, to make the best possible mobile apps and to delight your customers. Our customers are very picky nowadays. If the app crashes, they just uninstall it. When the app updates, they are happy. But if the app updates when they need it, they're no longer happy. They have crazy, crazy expectations. And we have to deal with these expectations and make them happy. And to make things even worse, businesses don't have one or two apps. They have tens and hundreds of mobile apps. So you, as a developer, you don't care sometimes about one app. You have so many apps to build, to test, to distribute, to monitor, and so on. And as I said, it's not coding. It's all these continuous cycles. So you have to build, measure, learn, rebuild, remeasure, relearn, and so on. And that's not all. If you thought things are easy, they're not, because there are so many devices out there. There are so many iOS devices and so many Android devices. It's like, I swear, there's a new Android device coming up every single day. So how can you make sure that your apps are working on all these crazy screen sizes and that everything is working fine? If you have a way to manually do that, please let me know after. I would really like to learn how you're doing that. So there are so many services out there. There's myriad of services dealing with all these different needs that mobile developers like you have. There are tools to do continuous integration, tools to do distribution, testing, monitoring, analysis, and so on. But they're all on different UIs, different SDKs, different APIs. So next thing you know, your mobile apps has so many SDKs, and you have to deal with all these API tokens and all these APIs, and it's crazy. Crazy world, we know. So we heard your feedback over the years, and we asked ourselves, how can we make all of this world better for you mobile app developers? So we decided to put all the tools that mobile developers need under one roof. And this roof is Visual Studio Mobile Center. It's the next generation of Hockey App and Xamarin Test Cloud. And it has all the tools that you need for your mobile DevOps lifecycle, such as build, test, distribute. And once your app is out in the store or out in some people's hands, maybe internal testers or maybe a line of business app, you can learn from their usage. You can understand if the app crashes, how to fix it, how people are using it, what events are they sending. All of these things you can find in Mobile Center. Now, I love biking. I love biking. I lived in Europe. I used to bike everywhere. So I came to Seattle. And I don't know if you've ever been to Seattle before, but it is always raining. The hills are crazy. Seattle drivers, they are not too good. And all of this makes biking really, really crazy in Seattle. But believe it or not, There are so many bikers. Everybody's biking. I don't know what's wrong with these people and how can bike in this city. So we have decided, let's build a bike sharing app for Seattle and try to make Seattle this great biking community. And now I will jump in the demo. Now my team has already been building this app. And the source is right here in Visual Studio Team Services. That's something that probably many of you are really familiar with. Now my team is a distributed team, and we are all over the world. So from the first line of code we wrote, we decided we need build, we need continuous integration, and we need when the person out there in Korea wakes up, they need to know what's the latest build and to know where I picked up so they can continue. So there's two ways of doing that that we offer. Until now, most of you were doing this with VSTS, setting up your continuous integration and build pipeline in VSTS. And that's a great way of doing it. But we also heard that some people would like a bit more simplicity and a bit more ease of use when they're setting up their build and continuous integration pipeline. So come with me to Mobile Center, and I will show you how this works. Mobile Center is the next generation of Hoki app and Xamarin Test Cloud. How many people here are using Xamarin and Hoki app? OK, there are quite a few. So you'll find really some interesting things here. And for those who are not yet using any of these tools, it's a really great place to get started, because we learned a lot, so we improved everything that people complained about. So this is my dashboard in Mobile Center, and my team has been very busy for this conference, and we wrote many apps. So to get started, I will share you the I will show you the bike rider sharing app that I was talking about. First thing I can do is to integrate the SDK in the app. Well, I have already done that. So my app is collecting all types of crash reports and data and usage so I can understand how the people are using the app. But as I said, my team is distributed. So once the SDK is integrated, I want to set up build, test, distribute, this continuous flow to help me progress faster, help me achieve continuous integration. So let's see how this works with Mobile Center. Right here, I'm in the build service. All I had to do was to select the VSTS repository where my code is. Now, if you use VSTS, great, but we also support other source repositories such as GitHub or Bitbucket. Here I can see all the branches because Mobile Center is really smart. Once you connect to a repository, it knows the branches, it knows the commits, it knows the project configuration and all the mobile specific things, so you don't have to worry about finding paths and finding locations in your repository. So what I want to do is to distribute these builds to distribution groups for testing. Now, I told you I love biking, and my team loves biking as well. So we told ourselves, for every single build, I want to make sure that whatever is in the Seattle branch is going to make it on our phones. So when we are off work and we want to go biking, we can test the newest app version. So here are my distribution groups. It's really easy to create a distribution group, and all I need are the email addresses of testers. So let's look at the core team. These are the dev team. This is my team. And distributing a new release to this distribution group is super easy. All I have to do is to drop a new package right here. But the real power of Mobile Center is not only uploading a package and distributing it. It's about setting up that continuous integration pipeline, that build, test, distribute. So let's see how I can get this working. As I mentioned, I have already logged in with VSTS, and I can see here all my branches. So let's see how to set up the Seattle branch to be distributed to my core team. So when we want to go out there and bike in Seattle, to be able to test the app. Right here in this screen are all the commits and the builds that happened recently. Now, I know some people ask the questions in their office, who broke the build today? And if you ask the question, this screen is going to give you the answer. Now, luckily, in my team, nobody broke the latest builds, but I want to show you how easy it is to set this whole thing up. Mobile Center already knows the solution and the configurations existent in the repository. So all you have to do is to select them from a dropdown. And then, in order to sign the builds and be able to run them on a real device, you will have to upload the signing information. And that's it for the build part. Now, other than unit testing, we wanted to go one step further and to allow you to verify if the app is launching on a real device. Mobile Center has this huge device cloud of many, many devices, and you as mobile app developers don't have to write even a single line of code to get your app launched automatically and see if the initial flow is working. All you have to do is to set up here testing on a real device. Finally, there's one more thing I want to do, is to actually distribute the build to my team or to my testers, in this case, the core team. Now, once this whole build process starts running, it's going to launch the app, it will distribute to the testers, and everything is going to be fine. Now, I don't know about your team, but my team does not like managing their own Mac hardware for builds. Does anybody like that? I don't think so. Well, with Mobile Center, you can forget about this, because we take care of all the Mac hardware management for you. So you will get a clean, dedicated virtual machine for every build of every single one of your apps. And everything is super secure, so you will not have any code security issues about, you know, all the VMs are sandboxed and it's super nice. So now I want to show you a bit the launch test, which how it shows when a build is completed. For this, I will go to the test service. And here I can see the latest tests that were run part of each build. So if I drill more into a test run, I can see here a launch test. I will click on it, and I can see the app was launched on a random device. In this case, I was really surprised that it was chosen an Apple iPod. So yes, my app even works on an iPod Touch. Now, these are really only the launch tests, which it's super easy to get started with because you don't have to write anything in your app. But we know that it's really good practice to try out all the single, all the flows in our apps and to try them out on real devices. So we've done that one while developing the app. And for instance, here I have a suite of two tests. I am signing in and I'm checking that I can book a ride to go to Lion King. And when I look on one of these test run, I can see here screenshots for real devices, how the app looks like. So I'll see the first screen, entering username and password, and even logging in. And to go one step further, I will even see device logs and performance data and so on. Now, this is how I set up my build, test, distribute pipeline. But once the app is out there, I want to find out a bit more about how people are using it. So to do that, I can integrate the SDK, which I've already done. And if I go to the crashes section, I can see here that 90% of my users have never experienced a crash. Well, that's really strange because I thought my app is never crashing. But OK, I'll take it. So I guess I'll have some stuff to fix. And if I have any issues to fix, I have here all the details. I have detailed stack traces. I have on which devices every single issue appeared. But there is more to app monitoring than tracking issues. I want to understand how people are using the app. And here is one of the favorite features we have in Mobile Center. It's a beautiful analytics dashboard where you can find out how users are using the app, on what devices, on what languages, and so on. You can also send events with properties, which is something that we heard that you really want to do from our hockey app days. Now, this is Mobile Center. And I want you all to dream for a second. Let's imagine that this bike rider app has become a real success. It's 2 years later. The app became a huge success. People in Seattle are not driving that much. They're actually biking. I got promoted. The team has grew. But my app and your apps right now have a bit more complicated scenarios when dealing with mobile DevOps. Maybe you have some custom steps that you want to run, or maybe some complicated release management. Or maybe you want to do some external library, some external tasks to run in there. And for this, VSTS is the perfect place to achieve all this. So I took the exact same Xamarin app, this time on an Android app, and I took it in VSTS. Now, remember, I love using Mobile Center, and I love using the distribution and the testing capabilities. And I got used to it. So now if I move to VSTS, I can continue using Mobile Center for the rest. So what I will do in my normal build definition in VSTS is that I can include additional build steps, additional tasks to deploy and to run UI tests in Mobile Center. For instance, if we look at the deploy task, I will just have to input a few parameters, such as the service endpoint for Mobile Center, the app identifier, and then also naturally to point where exactly the file path is, to enter the release notes, and to mention to which distribution group the whole package should go to. And if I want more than that, if I want to continue doing UI tests part of VSTS, I can also do that. All I have to do is to add the Mobile Center test task in my build definition and to set up all the important parameters here. A few things will be repeated, such as the Mobile Center connection and the slug, which is the app identifier. And a few are new, which are the run tests. So there's a few things that you want to copy from Mobile Center, such as the set of devices that you want your test to run on, or where your package are, or on what test series should be running. Now, if I go to Mobile Center, I'll be able to see the tests that I have actually kicked off from VSTS right here in the same interface that I got used to see for my testing. And if you see, this is actually an Android device, so it's no longer the iOS device that I was testing before. But VSTS is truly cross-platform. And it doesn't only support iOS, Windows, or UWP apps, or any types of Windows apps. Soon, VSTS will also support building your Tizen apps. So if you want to build your app on this new, beautiful Tizen device, you will be able to do it from VSTS. So I'll give you a sneak peek how this looks like. The Tizen booth is over there next to Theater B. So if you have any questions, please go to the Tizen team and talk to them. I will just show you a bit how this will look like. So I will edit the build definition. And that's the same build definition that we are used to. All I have to do is to add this signing tool for Tizen, which I will be able to find in the same task catalog that we're used to. And that's it. Soon you'll be able to really go cross-platform and not only build Android apps, but also Tizen apps. So we are really excited to show you Mobile Center. Mobile Center is now in preview, so please go get started today. We know you have lots of awesome ideas, and there's many new apps that I'm looking forward to try out on my phone. So please go try it out. And if you are already using VSTS, they now work better together. So it doesn't mean that if we have Mobile Center, you have to give up on VSTS. They work seamlessly together. So you, mobile developers, can achieve the best for your mobile apps. And you have an option here, which one to use. Now, we would love to hear your feedback. We will be at the booth all afternoon and tomorrow. So if you have any questions, just drop by. We also have more sessions coming, so I really recommend you to check them out. Don't forget about filling in the evaluation form. And I have here stickers with Mobile Center if everybody wants. as well as some extra information to take at home in case you forget about it. Thank you.